Welcome to Standing in the Gap, Standing Under Fire with Josh Tompkins, a biblical Q&A that provides listeners with biblical answers to many of their toughest questions. It's often hard for us to understand the true nature of Jesus, as there were two that were expressed in the Bible simultaneously occurring within one man. Today, one listener asked, was Jesus limited in his attribute of divine knowledge while he was in human form on earth? And what form is Jesus in now? Josh?
That's a good question. I really don't want to go too in-depth with that question because that's something that's been a heavy topic for generations. Let me say this. There are two natures. He is truly man and he is truly God, entirely man and entirely God. And that's hard for us to fathom. It's hard for us to understand. We can't fully comprehend what that all that means and all that entails with it. So there's a lot of questions that we have about his when he was here. How did that work? Was he a button he could turn on that says, okay, I'm God now? Was there, I'm a man now? Was he working his miracles as God? Was he eating as a man? There's a lot of those questions that we could talk about, that we could answer. We do know, according to this question, I'm going to answer that. Was he limited in his attribute of divine knowledge while he was here? The Bible seems to think that he was limited, that there was almost a veil that was covering his divine knowledge. And I say that because Scripture said, Jesus said, that the time of the end is only the Father in heaven knows that. So he didn't know that at that time. That was something that was not revealed unto him, or he chose not to see that. So he was limited in that capacity. And other people may say that he was limited in his in his abilities, in his power. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I've heard people say that he was limited in that through his miracles. It was all by the power of the Holy Spirit within him. I don't. It's hard for us to tell, hard for us to kind of understand what Scripture is going to say about those things. So I'm not going to go into great detail about that. That's something that could be talked about in a Bible study. That's something that could be talked about in a sermon. Even something that could be talked about over coffee. It's not something I can answer in 5 minutes here. That's a tough one. But so I'll answer the second one. What form is Jesus in now? That's a pretty easy answer there. We get a kind of an idea of what when he ascended. He ascended in a glorified body, glorified resurrection body. So that's the same state or form that he's in now. He still has the full truly man, truly God form. So we know that. We even see him in Revelation in his glorified form. So that's what he's like now. I think that when we see him again, when he comes, we won't see him as he was as dying on the cross. We'll see him in his glorified form, form that we will be like him in our glorified form when we are resurrected. So that's what we'll be like in our final state, the way he is now. So that's an easy answer to that question. The other question about what he knew and what he could do in that form as man here on earth, that's a good question. And I'm thankful for you for thinking about those things. These are deep theological issues. And if we need a better answer, we'll study it and we'll maybe put that into a standalone 30-minute podcast. But for now, that's my answer for this one.
And thanks for that, Josh. We love hearing from our listeners and hope to hear from you soon. If you have biblical questions and would like to have them answered, log on to our website at www.westmbsg.org and leave them there. And feel free to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by logging in and searching for us using @WestEnd Baptist Church.